to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island-chained nation in the sunny, slave South Pacific, enjoying a bit of Japanese culture as we're all irradiated from Fukushima and half the population is applying for jobs as incandescent light bulbs. It's a wonderful place with great greenery. Due to the nuclear glow. My very special guest today is a guy named Malcolm Sheed. We will know him as Malcolm Sheed. And he has written a book, and he's coming on to tell us all about it. So, Malcolm, welcome to the program.
Hey, hi, Vinny. How's it going? Yeah, good?
Yeah, somewhat fabulous.
Yes. Great stuff. Well, thanks for inviting me on. That's great. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'll be known as Malcolm Sheed just for the fun of it for the time being. Some of the topics that I've written about are potentially contentious with my working environment, so that's hence why really I've been called Malcolm Sheed. Okay.
Yes, of course. When you do say things outside the paradigm, often that can upset a workplace.
Yeah, it does all the time. That's right. I don't know where to start on this, if you want to lead in.
Usually the way we start the show is, those who don't know who you are, you need to turn off your phones and whatnot, just a little bit about who you are and what it is you do.
Okay. Well, I work in a bank. Say no more. Yeah, no, I work in the bank, right at the bottom rung, actually. So, I mean, I've got a good insight into all of the mechanisms there. Although my book really tries to veer away from the monetary policy. I tend to leave that kind of genre to people like Ron Paul, who knows what he's talking about in that sort of respect. What I also do as well as doing that, I do a lot of software for people with disabilities. So that's my big passion, really. I run a lot of multilingual communication aids for people, environmental switches, you know, being able to open up the doors through mobile phones, things like that. So looking at technology to embrace better living standards for people. So that's my main passion. And then I got into writing about 2 years ago. It's going to be about 2 years in April. Never written anything before, and I wasn't really sure on what topic to start writing. So what I did, I dived in and had a look on the internet and thought, well, what are people, you know, talking about? What are they looking about? What are really the generation? I mean, I'm in my mid-40s now, so I'm really trying to touch base with maybe potentially a younger audience, really, in terms of their viewpoints. And the same things kept on coming up quite a lot on the internet, you know. The whole thing of this new world order, you know, the new being a reference, because it was new to me. And, of course, as I got into it, I thought, well, actually, I didn't think there was anything really new about it. You know, all of the history books tell us that this kind of, you know, orchestration has been going on for a long time in terms of trying to hold on to power, trying to keep the power. But I thought, well, hey, it's fascinating because some of those videos are having massive hits, you know, 100,000 hits at a time. And I thought, well, hey, you know, this would be a good topic to look at in terms of writing an article about. And of course, as soon as I started getting into it, sort of took over. So there I was 18 months later and, 140,000 words later. And I thought, wow, you know, there's a lot of concepts that are out there. A lot of people believe a lot of things. Some may be true, some maybe not. But the majority of them are really speculative, and I think that's what grabbed my attention with this type of topic. But alongside writing these types of books, I've written a series of children's books as well, and they're playing across hospitals in Wales at the moment in the UK, so that's really taking on well. That's something completely different. Yeah. And that's all about, so that's all about snails, and so I've gone from, chemtrails to silver slug snails, you know, so trails. So, it's been good. It's been a good experience writing this.
Yeah. And is one of the children's books by chance be called Daddy, What's a Eugenicist?
No, it's not, actually. But good try. Could have been. it's something completely different, the kiddies' books. But again, you know, it's soft for me because it goes into the hospital environment and with the disability functions as well. So I'm able to, you know, both try and bring a bit of joy to people and also try and plug the fact that I do all of this other disability software. So that's really my main passion. And the ultimate for me would be to move out of the banking environment and full-time into something like that. But as I say, the network book for myself has come as a really big surprise. I had no ambitions to write this book at all. And it's just the pure topics. As you start getting into them, you know, I don't know if you found this, Vinny, when you start looking at these subject matter, you think to yourself, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. when you start doing a deeper research, you start realizing that it's not just in inverted commas geeks that are into it, as I quite often got told when I was, you know, starting this, or you're crazy, you know, they're all these people are smoking this, that and the other. You actually get into it and you find, no, actually, you know, there's some eminent professors, there's some really big people, there's people in the military that are coming out and saying things all the time. So again, you know, it's a subtle little whistleblowing. And again, it's just intrigue, and it's the speculative theory that I'm really into, because a lot of these things you can't get 100% on. But again, if you go through the history books, you can see that similar type of things have happened through the course on these different subject matters. And so it's a nice time. And also as well, again, I'm watching very closely the Ron Paul campaign. You know, I'm a big fan of Ron Paul now. Didn't know him over a year ago, so this has brought me into that. And I was just watching the debate in, I think it was Nevada, the last one. You know, it's just great to hear somebody standing up there and saying some big issues that you can see that the other contenders are just, you know, they just shy away from. You can see this. And of course, you're not going to get anything in Obama's campaign, because they're right behind big companies, everything, you know. I mean, it's just, so somebody like that is really good. And I also think as well, in terms of all of the innovator commerce conspiracy, you know, genre, which one gets quickly labeled as, it actually adds validity into actually some of the theories that are going on. Some of them may be a little bit off mark, but a lot of them are really bang on. And when you get somebody that's of his caliber and has been listened to by as many people, you start thinking, well, you know, at some stage there's going to be a big story that's going to break, and then that's going to just unravel the pack, you know. Yes. It's just waiting.
Never believe anything until it's been officially denied. And if somebody calls you... And if somebody calls you a conspiracy theorist, you're like, yes, proudly, I am a conspiracy theorist. I believe that powerful, influential people use their power and influence.
Well, yeah. But again, you know, it isn't anything new, really, when you think about it. You know, all the courtesans, all the kings. And of course, in Europe, you've got a rich history of this going back, you know, many millennium, really. And it's always been feuding powers. It's just that the face of the feuding powers are not so much the kings and queens now. They're probably more the corporocracies, you know. They're very large companies, and they're going in and having dramatic influence politically and economically on countries, to the point that, you know, you tend to feel that big hedge funders are saying, well, if you don't play our game, then we'll move our companies to another place, and what are you going to do? You know, you just got to go along with it. So it is a very interesting time. And again, you know, it's that kind of... it's the approach. I always think of that, you know, everything as being a coin, as two sides of the story. There's some really good stuff to come from big companies as well, you know, the pioneering technology in particular that I'm interested in. A lot of that wouldn't be driven without big companies and being success driven. So, you know, it's not necessarily all bad news in terms of how things are. But nonetheless, you know, as I say, going through the journey of writing the book, it's not just about the governments, and it's not just about companies. I've been fascinated by the actual different things that people have views on, that all seem to, at some stage, touch borders with other topics. So yeah, it's been really good.
And so let's go into the real specifics of it. Okay. Is there an overview of the book or whatever?
Yeah, sure. The overview of the book, I tried to send over a little a video that I'd made. I don't think it's come through for you, Vinny, so not to worry. So, let's just have a look here, see if I can call something out. Yeah, so basically, I mean, again, it's about a network of people. They consist of groups of people from around the world. They basically meet up and analyze, predict, and speculate on current events, each with their own story, and each has a reason for becoming involved with the group. As I say, I've tried to tie in as many populist subjects as possible, whilst, as well as that, trying to avoid the sort of obvious ploys, which, you know, the 9/11, that so many people have done different stories on 9/11, so articulate, and there's so much research that I've really tried to avoid that. And of course, coming from Britain, Princess Diana, so I've left that out as well, because there's a lot of controversy there. But essentially, you know, it is the use of mass technology across the globe. So, you know, some of the subjects that we talk about, I talk about here, are things like HARP technology, chemtrails, tag implants, all sorts of things. I also like a lot of the physics side of things as well, you know. So, you know, it's possible to be sort of a wave and mass at the same time. So we're sort of trying to bring in sort of theories there. And that's the reason for having so many characters in the book, is that each character has a different dimension. So although I don't necessarily go in really deep with some of the subject matters, I do introduce those subject matters. And as much as anything else, it's really to show that there can be an association between many different fringes linked into the same thread. So rather than trying to specialize in one area, it's more really, I'm hoping that it'll be more of an entertaining read that will have some subject matter in there, but I won't really sort of do a documentary on any of the or any of the subject matters, really, because there's just so much of it out there already, and it's really a question of finding ways of introducing the theory to people in a novel perspective.
Kind of using a bit of fiction there to get people interested in the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, the story starts off with just a very simple tale of a chap going to a picnic with his girlfriend. He's an architect. She's a dermatologist. And on the way back, they notice that there's these hundreds of these blackbirds just lying on the ground, you know, just dead. So, of course, that ties in with stories like Arkansas and, you know, the amount of dead birds flying from the sky, dropping from the sky all over the world, the amount of fish that are getting washed up from the seas, you know, all of this toxin that's about. And again, it's kind of, well, what is the reason for that? And it's amazing that the amount of people that I'm speaking to and sort of say, hey, have you heard this story about this, that, or the other? I think earlier on in January of this year in Norway, there was something like two tons plus of mackerel washed up on the coastline of Norway. And, you know, people just don't know about it because, of course, hey, guess what? It's not going out there. And maybe it's always going on. And that's the thing that I find intriguing. A lot of botanists say that, you know, it's plankton, you know, and it's a natural cycle. This happens every once in a while, but it's tend to happen at the same time. The birds are dropping out of the sky, not in the hundreds, but in the thousands. You had a case last year of something like 30,000 plus a large animal just dropped dead in Vietnam overnight, you know. So there's definitely something that's changing. But it's kind of, again, it's that kind of, well, what is it? Is there anything to do with man? Is it natural? But I think the absence of knowledge and the absence of information is the thing that makes you more concerned than anything else. And so, you know, this is the reason why I would bring in such a story at the beginning of the book, just to sort of sow a gentle seed, really.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really, you've got to kind of plant seeds so much. It really is a whole farming process. Okay, you know, you've got to prepare the ground first of all. Then you've got to put the seeds in, and then you've got to water those seeds. And then later on, once everything starts growing for itself, you've got to figure out how to protect your crops from parasites. And then you've got to harvest it, and you reap what you sow.
Yeah, as in everything in life, you know. And you know, I've really set out to do this book in earnest, to try and just kind of, as much as anything else, write down the principles of my thought process going through this, because I wouldn't necessarily agree with everything that I've read on the different subject matters, because there are some such fringe ideas that I think, well, possibly, but I don't know if I can buy that one, but maybe this one looks okay for me. We've all got different angles, you know. And of course, over the years, I've traveled quite a lot around the globe as well. So I've tried to bring in, you know, as much of that travel experience in terms of describing different places. So we start off in London, and then it quickly goes over to China, into Hong Kong, where I've stayed there. You know, so we're trying to bring in lots of different characters. And one of the main characters from Hong Kong is a chap called Lou. And Lou actually is the fundraiser for what becomes the network, which is the meeting of different peoples around the globe. And, of course, Lou's wife, Mimi, dies before the book starts. She's already gone, unfortunately, through an earthquake in China. And, of course, this is then a lapse into the skies turning a strange colour just before the earthquake happens, you know, the so-called aurora that comes across there. And, of course, amazing stories there, you know, with all of the harp technology. and all of this, whether or not there's potential of sending different wave beams into the ionosphere, you know, to move the membrane there and to have an effect, to have a causal effect on the planet, whether that's indeed as a side effect of genuine scientific technology looking at, you know, how we can protect mankind, or whether or not there's something more sinister in terms of using that as a weather machine in terms of warfare. But so that's kind of, again, you know, it's I'm bringing that in, and that's that storyline sort of comes in and out quite a lot through the book, through different areas. On that subject matter, I mean, I can skip right to the middle on a particular story. I know you mentioned Fukushima there at the beginning. When I wrote the second volume of this book, that was in 2010, so it was long before that. But ironically enough, the story was actually placed in Tokyo because my main character, Jonathan, goes to meet a gentleman by the name of Yakutomi in the book. And basically, you know, he's there because he's doing some blueprint for a building, and of course you then get a huge earthquake which is out just outside the coastline of Japan, which has massive impact. So that was written a good 6-7 months before anything actually happened there, so a bit of a coincidence.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Malcolm Sheed from the UK. We'll be right back after the break to talk a little bit more about his book and whatnot.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts. Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior, Energy, HUD, Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy. Weeknight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time with your host, Sean David Morton.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about operatic scumbaggery. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Fabulous Wee Network. And we're going to expose scumbaggery all day long. Yes, we are. My very special guest, Malcolm Sheed. What's the name of your book again?
Oh, yeah, it's called The Network.
The Network.
Yeah, The Network.
Not the 1976 film.
No, it's not. No. Well, I think Sandra Bullock was in that one, so I wouldn't say no, but no, it's not The Network, no. Three tenors there playing, you know. I thought that was Romney and Co. there, you know, but hey, you know, very good. Good voice as well, offline there, Vinny. It was, you know. There we are, Sydney Opera House, here we come.
Yeah. All right. That's assuming a nation founded with criminals will actually allow another one in.
Another story there. There's another story there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking as Bobby would call a limey, of course I'm from Wales, but generally speaking, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
What can
yeah.
we say?
Don't worry. We have many, many limey bastards on the show, and it is always quite fun.
That's good.
Well, it's very international. Yeah. It's much more fun when you have people from other countries, I find, because you realize that the same kind of crap going on here is the same crap going on over there and there and everywhere, and it becomes undeniable. And on the one hand, you could freak out and go, "Oh, my God! The globalists are everywhere. They're going to exterminate all of us simultaneously."
That's right.
The resistance is everywhere, and we're resisting every single agenda simultaneously.
Yeah, big time. It's that two sides of the coin thing, isn't it? You know, and again, you know, as I say, the only surprising thing is the fact that the introduction of the word new in as far as the world order is concerned, because, you know, it's kind of the same old story but recycled in another package yet again. So I mean, it's what goes around, you know, and that's it.
What I think is different about this is it's the first time that the old world order has been able to operate truly globally and instantaneously. Whereas previously they were operating globally, they owned the British Empire and they were capable of exerting dominance everywhere, but they weren't capable of instantly communicating with everybody all over the place, instantly surveilling everybody all over the place, instantly vaccinating whoever they want. whoever they
are. Yeah, no, that's right, yeah. And again, you know, it has to start from the common denominator, which is currency, you know. We named it after the fact that the oceans move, so we call them currencies because of the trading rules. And you know, yeah, absolutely. In 1971, we opened up these big trading laws that allowed us to basically buy shares from one country to another, whereas previously we were self-contained, so the British Empire could only move within a Commonwealth. It had a problem once it hit its peak, and so, you know, trying to get influence in new countries. And of course, Africa for many years, of course, you know, being the playing field for, you know, for asset stripping. Okay, you can't pay us back. We'll take your trees, we'll take your lands, we'll take everything else. And one of the things that I'm very passionate about in terms of Africa, which I write in the second novel, is all about oil production. We talked about, we had the BP, of course, oil disaster in America. Absolutely scandalous what happened there, you know, terrible catastrophe. But then, having said that, you know, Obama's done a deal with in the Ghana and in Delta Point in Nigeria, in terms of they do all this deep sea oil across there, the west coast of Africa, that contains something like 95% of Africa's aquatic life, completely spilled over with oil. Completely. And I, again, in the environment I work in, I work with a lot of internationals as well. And some of the African people that I've worked with have been tremendous in supporting me writing some of these storylines, because they give me all the background about the Delta Point in Nigeria. Again, just recently, over the last 2 months, I think the Nigerian people were thinking of going on strike in terms of their oil rights, because the common worker is not getting paid a percentage of wage that he should do. Okay, yes, what? Same old story. The leaks and the spills that are going on there make BP look like, you know, a small lake, you know, but they got the big rivers over there. They're running massively. You've got Ivory Coast, which within the last 4 months was very close to a revolution. You know, they were right on the brink there. And again, oil production. And guess what? Ghana, their neighboring partner now, they're as fast as they can putting together the Tano block. So we've got another 14 huge deep sea oil pipelines, as big as the BP one there, in very close proximity, in one of the most ecologically beautiful areas of the planet. But guess what? Hey, we can get oil from somewhere else, and if we wreck them, it doesn't matter, because we got to get down. You know, for us, it's petrol at whatever, £2 a litre, or in America, it's $3, I think they were talking about. They want to get oil down to $3 a litre, or $2, whatever the case may be, or dollars, you know. Look, it's the same story, you know. So the world order is exactly the same. Poor Africa's taking it's really taking a battering at the moment. And this is why, surprise, surprise, you have countries like Somalia going out now, pirating ships. Well, because we're building up, the world builds up this this feeling of complete and utter despair in certain countries. What other option have you got? If democracy is broken down, you're not spoken to, you're not listened to. I don't condone it, but, you know, frustration and anger, you've got the first element of survival, and that's what people will do. And of course, okay, you have fringes that can move into these areas and exploit the people for other reasons. So they're being doubly manipulated. But the bottom line is, if we, you know, it's simple really, isn't it, Vinny? You know, if we don't look after each other, then we won't be looked after. And this is what it really comes down to. So the globalist thing, I think, I don't know if it's got as big as it's going to get. I think maybe there might be another stage or two. But like all empires, they all implode from within. We're seeing this very much on an economical issue now, because once you've become as rich as you can and you've exploited as many countries as you can, how do you then preserve your riches? You know, you've got a lot of money now. What do you tie up in? Do you tie up in gold? You know, again, big stories there, you know. I noticed Ron Paul was saying a while back about gold and saying, well, hey, let's have an audit on Fort Knox. You know, is all the gold real? And I was watching out on a reel on the internet. Well, is it real or is it just painted metals? Well, hey, you know, who would have thought this? And many countries are asking for America to release its gold so they can have it back. And, you know, is it going out as fast as it went in? Well, of course it's not. So yeah, things are moving. Things are moving very fast. We're seeing it very, very much in Europe at the moment. Europe's just a complete hash at the moment in terms of its, you know, in the whole Eurozone. Poor Greece at the moment are having people coming in there telling them what to do. They're not voted for by the people. They're not chosen by the people. that people are having to lay down and basically crawl on their stomachs economically. You know, I mean, how can they live? And at the end of the day, the common person probably didn't get a big payoff for this. You know, they may have had a better lifestyle for a while, but this is something that's going to go on for decades. So when you get to that level of this, yes, you can have a revolution. You can have things to go against it. I was listening to a UK minister called Nigel Farage. He represents a group called UKIP, which is the United Kingdom Independence Party.
I love Nigel.
Yeah, you love him? Yeah, there we go. He's a very lone voice, and he's been a lone voice for a long time.
The only voice you need, and because he speaks so well, he knows the topics of which he discusses, and he actually answers questions and asks them at the same time. Yeah. And he may be a tad disrespectful to the EU ministers at times, but the EU ministers have no respect for anything.
Well, effectively, no. And that's the problem. It's the arrogance, really, of it. And it's the arrogance, and it's a shame. It's because to have wealth, the only reason why you should have strength is to protect others. But of course, you know, the concept at the moment is to have strength to protect yourself. So there's only so long that any cycle, any fashion goes on for. We used to have things called flares. I don't know if you call them flares, but, you know, baggy trousers. And then they went to drain pipes, you know. So after a while, everything will go round in a circular motion, because you can only raid the piggy bank so many times, and then there's nothing left. So what do you do then? You have to attack something else. And I think that we'll probably see a lot of that in actual geography asset stripping, in terms of, you know, owning the land now of countries. You see various things happening in terms of land being purchased on huge levels, particularly in Africa. I noticed China are very active in this area now. And in terms of building massive oil pipelines as well, they're very active there. Some of the biggest pipelines that we're ever going to see are going to be coming out of Africa within the next few years, you know. So again, it's do you go with it all?
When you look at Africa, the eugenics question comes to mind. And if the money or the environmental damage doesn't make sense, imagine that that's not the intention. Imagine the intention is just to kill black people, as a eugenicist does like to do. The American Eugenics Society was later renamed Planned Parenthood, and the lady who set it up, I forget her name, she said, you know, we need to make sure that it's kept secret from the blacks that we're trying to kill them. So when you have a look at, say, for example, these massive environmental damages and what have you, what you're doing essentially is you're tampering with their already fairly risque food supply in the first place. Now, dovetailing with this, the oil prices themselves allegedly get set in London every day from the Bank of International Settlements and the IMF and what have you. These major international corporate banks who try to basically control commodities markets. And the reality is, according to Lindsay Williams, who's been out to Gull Island in Alaska, which is one of the most massive oil reserves that they've ever found, that oil is actually the second most abundant liquid on Earth. It is everywhere, behind seawater. And it's absolutely everywhere. There are caverns of it. The Russians have drilled these 30, 60,000 foot holes when they're normally dug about maybe 10,000 feet. And they have found literally oceans of oil underneath the earth. So it's not a scarce resource at all. And in fact, what the Texans found out after the oil price shock, when they stopped and in fact capped their wells, is that the wells filled up again.
Yeah, so, no, this is, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole point about, we have to go drill in the ocean, so what if it's risky, you know, we need that oil, you know, and oil's a scarce resource. You're a lying scumbag. And the only reason why you're doing that is so you can perpetuate an oil fraud, and at the same time, as a great bonus, you get to kill black people, you sicko.
I appreciate you've got a unique style there, Vinny. That's, and I couldn't argue with anything you say, but I probably wouldn't have said it the same way. But I really do appreciate your style. I appreciate the effort there. That's in the energy. And absolutely, you know, but it's been going on, you know, for so long. And you get to a point where you think to yourself as a species, and this is where, you know, I'm really looking forward and excited in terms of the human spirit, in terms of where it will take us, because surely at some stage we would have gone down so many roads and we'll end up in the same point. And eventually we have to, even by luck or judgment, go in the right direction and then just start sort of working together. Because, you know, again, it's the old John Lennon thing to be a dreamer. But quite, you know, quite obviously, if we work together and we wouldn't have to think about stars, we would be there by now, you know, the collaboration. But that really is the whole thing. It is the conquer and divide, you know, but who's doing the conquering and who's doing the dividing, you know. And this is where it gets very intriguing, and this is where even people like David Icke are like, in terms of some of the things that he says. I don't agree with necessarily, you know, a lot of his sort of outcome, his definition of what's happening, but you do have to sort of say, well, yeah, you're quite right, because who ultimately would be benefiting from this? Because there are small groups in different countries, but now they seem to all be working together as a wolf pack. So ultimately, if there's a hierarchy, who actually sits right at the near top? And of course, you get the usual names of, you know, Rothschilds and your Rockefellers and peoples like this. But then, is there somebody higher than that? I mean, you know, these people have so much money. Are they doing it for the money, you know?
Well, no. Well, it's natural progression, right? Once you've got all the money in the world, what do you need next? Oh, you need all the power in the world. Once you've got all the money and power in the world, what do you need next? You need to have them forever. And once you've got all the power and money in the world and you live forever, what's the next logical step after that? There is no next logical step. You're gone. Mm.
Yeah, well, but this is the point. It will get to finite. So,
so well, you because say, they're nuts.
Yeah, because they're nuts.
And this is the thing that happens with every massive dictator throughout history, isn't it? Nero burns down Rome. Yeah. Goodness knows what else. Yeah. Alexander the Great started going crazy, and all of this stuff. It's just basically the more power an individual has that isn't shared, the more crazed, corrupt, and destructive that person begets. Because in order for them to have power, it's very similar, the dynamic between power and the people as wealth and the people. Because in order for one person to be incredibly obscenely wealthy, he has to impoverish a whole bunch of other people. In order for one person to be incredibly and inordinately powerful, he has to take the rights away from all those people as well. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Malcolm Sheed, and we'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. If you want to support the broadcast, please make a donation, purchase a product off the website, or if you're very, very generous, subscribe for $5 a month so we can keep our operations going here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Back in a minute.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers manufacturers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns. An empire replacing the republic. Slavery sold as liberty. Socialism to save capitalism. A government out of control. Unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices consolidated recent gains ending near 1775 Friday. Gold last traded at 1773, up 2.7% for the week and nearly 15% since the 12/29/11 bottom. Silver last traded at 3540, up 6.3% for the week and 28% since 12/29/11. If gold could talk, what would it say? Given the state of our monetary system, you should accumulate me and silver on a regular basis. Just buy some every month and put it in a safe place. After what I've witnessed throughout history, based on the current path of your government leaders, I suggest using it as a savings vehicle instead of putting it in the bank, reports Daily Reckoning. And according to the Better Business Bureau, there's many scams out there that are targeting seniors right now. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Give us a call toll-free 800-289-2646 for your Vote Gold 2012 newsletter.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo. But I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this? Like this? Let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any, not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check, check to the
welcome.
Mic, check. 1, 2 from a crew coming through. Are you hype yet? Nowadays everybody wanna talk.
Yo, everybody, welcome to the show that's all about keeping it bang star. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show. Live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Engaging in untold quantities of fun whilst exposing scumbaggery at the same time. It's called multitasking. Very special guest is Malcolm Sheed. Now, we were talking over the break, we were kind of asking about, does it come down to the question of will people be interested once they know about these topics which we're discussing? You know, will it be enough? Will this year be okay? Will there be an unbridled increase in the quantitative measurings of scumbaggery, or will there instead be a massive awakening? And I look at it like this. You talked about how we don't look after each other, then we're not looked after. And I kind of take it from the more you need to know how to look after yourself first before you're capable of even looking after anybody else sort of thing. You know, you have to be able to be independent before you can even have anybody that's even slightly dependent on you for help sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like if you can't keep your own boat afloat, don't ask other people to join your flotilla. You know, it's not a brilliant idea. But my contention is, and it was interesting, this dovetails with the topic of Africa, is that in the African savannah, when there are predators around, it usually only takes about 6% of the herd to be aware that there's a predator before all of them are aware. Kind of like that 100th monkey syndrome. It's like the 100th zebra syndrome or something like that.
There's a cheetah over there. He's going to eat my hoof.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, and of course, you know, one hopes that that basically will be enough, you know. Of course, it's whether or not, you know, the cheetahs or those in the savannah are preoccupied in making money, having the flash car, getting home to watch the soap opera, watching the football. You know, they don't necessarily have those distractions, and that's a huge part. And the distractions and how the mass, if you like, I say the mass, but, you know, very intelligent mass on occasions, can be sidetracked and not necessarily controlled, but made susceptible to certain ways, certain theologies and ideologies. Strikes again within my book here, because I talk about a little bit about the OSS, the original Tavistock Square band there, set up in the early 1900s, and again Rothschild's behind that, and again not necessarily sinister, but looking at, well, you know, how do people react en masse if this particular situation is called? How are people going to behave? Some of that could be seen as a good thing. Again, the two sides of the coin. You've got all of the big issues about, you know, the FEMA camps running everywhere, and there's these million, you know, millions and millions of body boxes waiting for peoples, and you've got railway lines going from one camp to the other, and you've got, you know, all of these types of scenarios. A lot of people link that into very much, you know, the Second World War, the sort of Nazi camps, that sort of thing. But on the other side of the coin, what happens if there was a genuine pandemic? You know, you need to clear people away because, you know, that's going to be the biggest threat. So it's a difficult one to call sometimes, because the legitimacy of putting certain things in place can quite easily be seen as a positive. And so it's difficult when I've started looking at a lot of these subjects, to initially sort of point the finger and say, well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. But I think it's just a slow progression of the multitude of these different things. When you think that there are so many different concepts that are out there, that potentially the very fragility of having them all, you think, well, there could be a domino effect, even if it's not by design, you know, purely because there's so many things.
Well, so it's interesting because you're right there. It could be a domino effect because all of these conspiracies are linked. And that's how people figure out that there is so much connections, is because they look really deeply into one and it leads them onto another and leads them onto another. And in a very literal contextual format, that is the dominoes falling.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, it's all about research for me in terms of looking at things. I was on one of, I think it was Alex Jones's YouTube station yesterday, and I saw an article on it, literally only just popped up same day, and they were talking about the UK government issuing a paper that's going to be sent out to various leaders across the world, talking about, you know, the huge sulfur dioxide dumping that's going on in the outer atmosphere, and whether or not, you know, countries can actually start to clear in exactly how much of this stuff is going up there. And again, their arguments, okay, well, you've got solar flare, you've got heat, this could deflect the heat, it could save the planet, it could save us from global warming. Yes, but it could also do a whole multitude of other things in terms of acid rain and in terms of changing the ecology. Something most definitely profound in 2011 has happened to animals. I've never known a year going back through history, unless there's been a massive plague, to see so many different species just collapsing. I know we know about the bees, and that seems to be, there's a logical argument to that. But then you move on to another type of a bird, you move on to fish, you move on to mammals. It's just affecting everything. So, of course, other arguments, people are saying, well, it's the magnetic north, that's why they built all of their stations up in Alaska. It's closer to the point north, so they can do all these experiments. But magnetic north is shifting. So then there's talk of, is there going to be polar shift? So that's the new one, and again, this is moving more towards the kind of 2012 thing, but it's still interesting, Vinny. I mean, who knows? Some of this may or may not, be relevant.
Can I ask you, just before we go here, is there anything that you've kind of always sort of wanted to say, or it doesn't come up in conversations, or maybe you're sort of self-censored because it might be a bit risque or something that you... Do you have anything like that for us? Because I like for people to feel very free to express themselves on this show.
Yeah, I don't have a singular topic, really. I think I'm probably, since I've been doing a lot of this research, I've grown a stronger spirituality in terms of understanding the total necessity. I know you say you've got to look after yourself, and I agree with that in principle. I think that's kind of a lot of the background of what I'm doing is growing my understanding of different concepts and accepting different realities now to make me a lot more open-minded, so that if somebody was to say something, I can have an in-depth conversation, or at least not judge straight away what they're saying. So there's no single thing, really, other than the simple message. It is looking after each other. Okay, you may need to get to a point where you look after yourself. I understand that. Not everybody can, and that's why I do a lot of software in my own time for people with disabilities, because they can't physically look after themselves. Some people have got, autism and spectrum, all different sorts of layers there. But, who's to say those people as well live in their own walls, and their walls are quite phenomenally magical. If you see some of these people, they're smiling all the time. It's like as if they know something and you don't. There's a lot to be learned from that, and so it really does come down to the fact that we only have one life, and irrespective of what forces congeal against us individually, we will feel that we can't do anything sometimes to sort of heed that off. You can write books and do radio stories, but it may or may not have an influence. It may affect one person, that may be enough, but no, the essence of it really is just look out for each other, really. And that's the learning concept. I've gone through, I must have gone through about 30 to 40 different concepts in the book in terms of how people are manipulated from all sort of things, such as holograms in the air, people throwing up, there's a beautiful video of a hologram projection of a cross over in Georgia that's thrown up in the mid sky. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, the churches see an uptake on their benches. Of course, that leaves, a wonderful exploitation for the priests to go in and give a political message if they want to. So, I'm not saying that happens everywhere, but that's just an example of how subtle things can happen. But ultimately, we have to, I agree with what you're saying, we have to trust ourselves, and we have to know ourselves before we can trust ourselves. But once we do that, and enough people do that, then, everything else just falls apart, because we then click and we kind of go, hey, it's not about that. It's not about that. We know what it's about, but it would need something. And total respect. I mean, he's a big hero of mine now, Ron Paul. As I said, I didn't know him over a year ago. I certainly didn't know him the last campaign. This campaign, every time I see him, he's coming across. He's just real common sense. Move all your troops away. It's not doing really the best thing. Build your economy. Make a safe and free land. And it's a great message. So there are people out there. They're leading the way, so it's really there's optimism as well,
Yeah, and I want to thank you very much, Malcolm, for spending time with me here today. Yeah. And do you have a website, or perhaps people can just buy your book on Amazon or something?
Yeah. Well, I'll be getting a website together if I can let you know as soon as it's done. I've got about four websites going at the moment, but they're not linked to the conspiracy side or at least this genre. So I'd like to keep this a little separate initially. And then I think for me, it's a question of confidence and feeling comfortable. And then I can start meshing them all together a bit. So I think it's just, you know, baby steps for me at the moment. But the book's all done. And if anybody's interested in it, it's called The Network. I'll be putting it on eBay probably next week. It's great. Love it. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. And coming up next hour, we'll have somebody called Rachel Kavanagh, who is raising five kids vaccination free. And it's a very interesting story of her upbringing as well. So tune in for that, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules,
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. We're having some technical issues on the part of our guest, Rachel Kavanagh, so if she can sort her stuff while we're during this segment, that'd be great. But if not, there's plenty more for me to be talking about. Number one, those of you who've been listening to the long show know that Lucy Lawless is my first cousin, and she's been arrested and charged with burglary. And so I've dubbed her now Lucy Outlawless, and it's about time she made a prison movie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so good. But when you talk to her, I've spoken to her once about climate change and what have you. She's a pretty prolific activist. Namely, you really would have to be a true believer. And in fact, that's what she said on the mainstream media when she called in. She says, "I'm a true believer in climate change. The science is settled." Hold on a second. If the science is settled, you don't need to be a believer because it's just, you know, you follow facts and evidence. But of course, if you're a climate cultist, you don't. You just do stupid things like climb an oil ship and then claim that it's a victory because everybody now knows that they're drilling in the Arctic and they're still not going to do anything about it because you can't, because the oil companies own the government, basically. you can't do anything against these people, okay? The entire system itself needs to be exposed and dismantled in order for anybody to get anything they want done. And regardless, it's Greenpeace, which are just basically a whole bunch of freedom-hating communist terrorists anyway. So what kind of success could it possibly be if they get international media coverage, which should instead be spent on exposing Greenpeace for the bunch of dumbass, scumbaggery, dreadlocked, filthy scum that they are, expose climate change craziness as a complete and total fraud. Okay, yes, the climate's changing, but taxing everybody till they die and telling everybody that you need a one-child policy and having draconian control over food, housing, medicine, and electricity and every single other resource known to man is not the way to solve it if it was as big of a problem as they made out, which it isn't. 97% of the world's greenhouse gases are water vapor. What do you want to do? Get rid of the water vapor in the air? You know, what do we want to do? Have a war on the climate? A war on humidity?
There's humidity. Wipe it out. Tax it. That might make it go away. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
And besides, the people that came up with the whole tax, carbon tax and cap and trade idea was Enron in partnership with Al Gore, who owns a remarkably fabulous carbon trading company that is growing exceedingly wealthy and he's being dubbed the first carbon billionaire. And how does he celebrate this? That's right. He buys beachfront property in San Francisco. I'm not making it up. The same San Francisco Bay, which in his presentation, what was it called? An Inconvenient Truth. Well, here's an Inconvenient Truth for you. There he is, showing everybody about this massive sea level rise, taking out the waterfront of San Francisco and all that kind of stuff. And then he goes and buys a giant apartment there. And his mansion that he lives in also has been dubbed one of the most wasteful, gargantuan, energy-wasting homes on the planet. These people do not practice what they preach in any way, shape, or form. Because if they did practice what they preach, they would be wearing rags, be severely malnourished, and would have no children. Because that's what they want to do to everybody else. At the end of the day, if the climate cultists got their way, that's what life would be like. Barely being able to eke a living out of surviving. They talk about green jobs. Here's a green job, and I saw this on the news one day. It was very interesting. In South Africa, Cape Town, they built this massive, shall we say, park, okay? Artificially created park right in the city on prime real estate, and they said, this is to dedicate ourselves to being green. They also have a giant football stadium erected right next to it, and keep cutting the grass almost on a daily basis. And they also make sure that they keep clipping the grass, keep cutting off branches, and getting all the various agricultural waste off of the park next to it. What do they do with all this stuff that they have to spend hundreds of man hours a week and fuel and petrol for all of their machines that they use to cut up all this material? They ship it via diesel truck to a green approved, composting facility that uses machines that use diesel fuel to separate the smaller particles from the larger ones. And they make a massive, massive pile of sticks that won't be used and compost that will be used. And then they drive that compost via diesel truck back to the stadium and to the massive park right next to it to fertilize it, and they get given carbon credits as well. Does that sound like the most insane money-making scheme you've ever heard of? Where's the input? Where's the production? Where is the fracking sense in doing all of that? It didn't make any sense to me when I watched it, but to a climate cultist, it's like, oh, it's good for the environment, as well as saving the planet and whatever. Well, how the heck are they supposed to fuel all those trucks and everything when you increase the tax on all the fuel? They won't even be able to afford to do things green, and that's the agenda. There is a Oh, and we have Rachel. You have actually shown up. Thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure, Vinny. Sorry about that.
Hey, it's all good. Better late than never. Kind of like a new world order.
Well, quite right.
Yes. So, let us know a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, apart from being petrified of doing radio shows, and this is my first, so be lovely, as you always are, I was raised back in the 70s on the purest of conspiracy theory. You know, wasn't vaccinated all the way back then, had a crazy mum, well, everyone thought she was crazy. And so that led to some unique experiences in my life. And so I sort of got to see the skullduggery from, you know, from the get-go. And then I sort of went into the mainstream world, started working for the government, if you can believe that, and had children and was sort of reintroduced back into the vaccination world and all the skullduggery there. So, I'm back after a long sabbatical.
Take a break from skullduggery and then back into the scumbaggery.
Well, that's right. We all need a break from time to time.
Yeah. Well, see, it's an exhausting process, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I'm sort of blessed in a sense from knowing this from the get-go, because not as much shocks me, but I really, my heart goes out to those ones that are just picking up the ball now and figuring out what's happening, because, you know, there was a lot less back in the days when, you know, I was going through my education. You know, now it's just gotten even more advanced, even more insane, and coming at you from, you know, every direction. It wasn't like that. It wasn't as bad anyway back in the 70s, because, of course, the plans were in place.
Well, it's quite a fortunate thing to actually be of the awakened parent, don't you think? Because they pass down the knowledge onto you before the system destroys you and runs you down the channel rails, don't they?
Well, yeah, there's sort of two trains of thought, you know, so far as my, as I say, unique lifestyle, because, of course, you know, when you're doing conspiracy, you can get, you know, even more extreme. It's not hard to from that, you know, sort of a subject matter. And so my mum actually ended up in a cult for 6 years. And you won't believe this, but I'm going to tell you. And we ended up, this cult group actually ended up moving to Australia, and I was about sort of like 12, 13 years old, because apparently the Maldives had formed some sort of agreement with Libya to buy arms, and it just went crazy from there. So we ended up burying furniture and moving to Australia because of the genocide. So my mother was a bit preemptive there, you know. But yeah, life got really, really extreme, hence, you know, sort of slipping back into mainstream and taking it easy for a while. So it's been interesting.
Well, that's so, part
yeah,
of the
there's
point.
Just it's extremes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The key to balance is being able to swing from either extreme to the other and still being able to come back to the center again. Do you feel that you've come
that's
back
right.
to the center again?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Because I can you know, you gotta look at what you're viewing, and you gotta feel, you know, how you're feeling. Does that really scare you? Okay, we'll do some work. I mean, I'm a spiritualist now from going through all that stuff, you know, so I've learned to meditate and, you know, even myself out and just rebalance myself. And I think that's quite critical because of what we're going through with our eyes wide open, is to know how to, you know, just balance yourself and without the need for our little friends from the pharmaceuticals.
Well, yeah, and this is another thing that I wanted to get into during this little chat of ours, is there's a lot of people out there, new parents in particular, who don't know that much about vaccines, but they get told, you know, by people like me that they're not good, but they still don't know, like, what's the alternative to raising a child with a vaccine?
Well, you know, first and foremost, a lot of parents that I've spoken to, the first thing they say is, oh, you just feel so bullied. You feel like there is no other choice, you know, but to vaccinate, or you will infect the herd, you know, sort of thing. And so the train of thought there, of course, is that herd vaccinations will give, you know, this herd immunity, when in fact herd immunity is only applied to, or you only talk about that when the herd is actually naturally exposed. So the word herd immunity doesn't even belong anywhere near vaccinations, because that's not what they were talking about to begin with. But you know what? It's so easy. I've got four boys under six. They are not vaccinated, obviously. I do use homeopathics when I remember, but you know, you don't want to jump from one fire into the other. So you don't want to get paranoid in the mainstream thing and then do it. And you certainly don't want to go over into, you know, the alternative stuff and start getting, you know, all out there and paranoid there either. You know, so it's just, again, it's a balanced approach. But, you know, so far as bullying is concerned, I tell you one really awesome effective method is I take in my favorite author's books, just a couple of books, couple of DVDs, and when the doctor says to me, have you made your decision, or wants to start bullying or whatever, you just pull the books out, put them on the desk and say, now, which one do you want to talk about? And you'll find from there you won't be hassled at all, you know. So you just got to know inside that this is your child's life that you're protecting. Not only that, of course, the generations to come, you know. So you've got to stand just a little bit strong. But you know what? There's so many groups, you know, active groups on Facebook and all the rest of it that give you loads of support. So it's not like, say, back in the 70s when, you know, my mother refused it. You know, she refused the tetanus shot and all these sorts of things. It's not like that. There's just, it's really driven now, as we know.
Yep. And the vaccine lobby does seem to be, to a lot of people, a very scary organization, which it is. I mean, as most genocidal eugenicist, completely lying, hate-filled life exterminators are. But of course, in order to make the dark scurry away, you just need to hold up a little bit of light. And in this case, the light is always information. So that is really good advice for people. Take a DVD in, take a book in, something of that nature. Because I can guarantee you, in the first two pages of any book, or the first 2 minutes of any DVD, they will already dispense more information than your doctor knows. Like,
well, that's right. And most parents who have done their due diligence on this topic will actually walk in there knowing more generally than the doctor. And so straight away, you've got that imbalance, you know, and the doctor's ego, of course, as well, because the last thing they want to, you know, believe is that you might know more. So that's also an issue. I mean, I've been kicked out of medical centres. You know, I made the awful mistake of asking why the men's B was taken off the schedule, and the doctor said to me, oh, because we cured it. And I said, well, okay, well, given that reasoning, then why haven't we taken polio and blah, 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 you know? And it was like, right, well, get out. So you got to sort of put your questions in a delicate way with them, because they are very delicate right now, because they know they are walking just the finest line, and it's all going to crumble. Yeah. It has to.
They're like snails slithering along a razor blade, trying to not cut. Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Rachel Kavanagh, and we will be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the paradigm shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
In the underground Soviet clubbing mentality sense of the word, welcome. you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the most Soviet-style 2 hours in talk radio, where scumbaggery is the game, and Vinnie Eastwood is my name. And we have a very special caller in here, and this will be very interesting, I'm sure. Area code 775, coming in under the name Police Officer. Hello?
Hello there, how are you?
Well, I'm very well, police officer. Have you come to inform us that we should stop telling people not to vaccinate them or you'll draw your tape?
No. No, I don't actually know how I got that label. I've called into different shows before. Maybe someone tagged me as that, because that is my occupation.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, but well, that's not really one. I didn't really want to get into that.
Because I like to keep things very unprofessional on this show.
Uh-huh. Well, basically, I was just calling in to see what you guys thought about the chemtrailing that's going on. It's pretty much poisoning us. Do you have a lot of that over there in your area? Because where I live, it's just rampant every day, all day. And it's amazing. Have you looked into any of that?
Yeah, I have. And I actually got an email from one of the listeners yesterday, actually, that they live not too far from me, and they're a new parent, and she goes out walking her kid every day, you know, in the pram around the area where she lives, and she says that virtually every day she sees at least one chemtrail. Now, I think it's a lot more different in the United States because New Zealand doesn't have quite as much quantitative air traffic going all over the place. So it's very rare to see a massive grid pattern across the entire sky as you would in a lot of major American cities. But, yeah, for sure, it's going on, no doubt.
Yeah. And you guys are talking about eugenics and stuff like that, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what is their end game, really? I mean, I know they've got underground bunkers and stuff, you know, is their end game just to kill us all and just hide out and wait till it wears off and repopulate? I mean, this sounds crazy, but, I mean, if they're willing to do this in plain sight, and, you know, it just boggles my mind. I mean, the you know, what is the end game here? What is it, you know?
Well, the end game can be sussed out by what's already been done. So imagine what Nazi Germany was like. Imagine what Soviet Russia was like. Those are the two prototype systems that they want. And the most recent incarnation of this system that they love most of all is the Chinese system. So you have what's known as a kind of a state capitalism, where they own everything and they execute people left, right, and center for virtually nothing. They have massive work prison camps. Everybody's health care is forced, or they enforce a one-child policy. Taxes are insane, and everything's centrally planned. So there's basically no freedom of any kind. Stuff all information. Very little choice with how you live your life. Total, utter enslavement. And if you don't like it, you're going to be in a work camp or a grave.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's real important that, you know, that people just need to start looking up. I mean, I know their faces are buried in their smartphones right now, but it's real easy. Just look up in the sky. I mean, I can remember when I was a little kid, I used to watch the planes go by all day, and now there's a change. There's something going on up there, and, you know, who knows? I mean, everywhere you look, we're being poisoned, you know, from our water, vaccines. I mean, it's just how do you keep up with it all? And I just wanted to call in and give a little input right there. You know, maybe the chemtrails aren't so bad out there, but I know where I live, which is Nevada in the United States, it's so bad that they can turn a nice blue sky day into this horrible gray mess. And it's just depressing. It really is. It's gross. It makes me feel bad. I mean, I could just imagine, you know, anyone that's not in the know.
The thing is, you don't have to just do nothing about it, though. If you just a little bit of advice, if I may, get some colloidal silver cream, high strength, and put that all over your throat and your chest. Get some, you know, ordinary liquid colloidal silver as well. Put it on some cotton wool, and put it over your eyes also. It's about preventing their skullduggery from having any effect on you. So, you know, due diligence, really.
Yeah. But that was, I'm going to look into that.
And before you go, we just had a request from the board op just to give us kind of your first name and the state that you're in, just in case you call again.
Yeah, my name is Joe, and I live in Nevada, United States.
In Nevada. All right. And we have you there, Joe, the police officer from Nevada. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter which spot on the earth you're on, you're getting poisoned, and you're getting poisoned absolutely deliberately via the skullduggery.
Absolutely. But you know what's nice about this skullduggery is for once in our lives, the whole globe's got the same bully. It's kind of nice, you know. Genocide, but it's nice that at least we've got that. We've got for once in our lives the same bully. So, you know, surely due to that we can do a whole heck of a lot in response.
Now, the things you love bring you together, but so do the things that you hate. Anybody out there who hates tyranny, child kidnapping, murder, mass toxicity, and scumbaggery has the exact same group of enemies.
That's right. That's right.
So we're united. A united front, you know. Here's the question. Do you want to be murdered? No, I don't really want to be murdered. Do you want to be forced into poverty? No, I don't really want to be forced into poverty. Do you want to have mercury force injected into your veins?
Or eat it, you know.
No, I don't. Or do you want aluminium injected into you? No. Okay. Well, we all have the same enemy. You know, quit going off on these side issues and making your life all about this, because it's all the exact same thing. I'm not your enemy. If you think that I am, then you're your own worst enemy.
That's right.
Because you don't recognize what's killing you.
That's right, and it's, if we could just get a little bit broader with our perspective, that would be awesome, because you've got a lot of people, you know, fighting with politicians, and I'm going, why fight with the mouthpiece? You know, it's like fighting with the bouncer when what you want to do is get to the nightclub owner to choke or whatever. You know, it's, we've got to me, I say go for the 1%ers directly.
Yeah, the 1% of the dominant inbred psychopaths, otherwise known as the dips.
Yes.
And they're... And they get slashed, of course, right over there with the blips, the backward-looking people. And then there's us, the flips, the forward-looking people. So you got the dips, blips, and the flips. And
oh, cool education on the Vinnie Eastwood show, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we do. And essentially the whole message of this show is just to have fun. And it's not out there to wake people up. I mean, you can use the show as a resource or whatever. That's why we publish everything online. You can access it for free. And if you want to subscribe to the show, $5 a month, or you make a donation, whatever, VinnieEastwoodShow.com or GorillaMedia.co.nz, support the broadcast. But ultimately, it's just about having some fun. And keeping those people who are already awake to this kind of thing sane by injecting a little bit of humor into it. Because, mate, it's very, very harsh on the psyche to be sitting there talking about how you're going to be exterminated in a big open-air prison FEMA camp whilst eating Starburst and popcorn. That's not a nice reality.
I'm sorry. You have such a way with words, honestly. No, it's not a nice reality, but it is time for us to take responsibility for ourselves and what we're doing. You know, it's just time for us to keep to open our eyes, have a good look around us, and then get into prevention, you know, preventative stuff, depending on what your nearby threats are, you know.
Yeah.
So it's due diligence on your own life.
Yeah. I mean, don't focus on the problems of the rest of the world. I mean, they can give you an indication of what's going on at home, but ultimately they can only inform you about what's going on here, but you are the one that actually has to do something about it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, you know, for me and for our household, we've of course gotten, you know, our supplies and water and stuff like that, but also medicines, you know, things that you could need, other people could need as well. So, you know, and that's kind of fun. You know, I look at my cupboard and I open up the doors and I go, yay, you know, so it's all about sort of nurturing yourself, doing those preventative things, and then you just feel better, which is, you know, existence on that, you know, higher frequency, on a better vibe and a better mood, you know, you're good. It's the only way we can deal with this, I think, is spiritually, but, you know, I would say that.
Yeah, well, it's a multifaceted war. There's a spiritual element to the war, as well as a food element, as well as a psychological element. You know, there's many, many wars that are being fought simultaneously by well-educated, well-informed, very, very dangerous psychopaths who have figured out how the human mind ticks and have thus hatched their plans to basically eradicate everything that they hate. Freedom, joy, empathy, anything that's good they want to get rid of, basically.
But isn't it short-sighted, Vinny? Don't you think it's short-sighted? Because obviously we're coming to know who these one percenters are by name. Now, that means that we're going to know who their families are as well. So how much freedom in the end are the generations that come from the 1% really going to have if we know them by sight? You know, so I just say it's just so short-sighted. But, you know, when there's egos like that in that psychopathic, you know, frequency, if you like, you're going to get ego, and ego will be their downfall because it just stops them from seeing broader perspective stuff. They've really, really put the last nail in the coffin for their generations to come who will have to hide.
As Luke Skywalker said to the Emperor, your overconfidence is your weakness.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
And then as the Emperor said back to Luke Skywalker, your faith in your friends is yours.
Oh, how nice.
Now, think about that. The importance of self-reliance, educating yourself, taking responsibility for yourself, that's actually where the core of freedom really comes from. It's about individual liberty. No, it has nothing to do with collectivism. I'm of the opinion that the masses have, do not, and will never matter in terms of changing political policy or the way countries run. And let me qualify that. The reason why I believe that is because it only takes a small, determined minority to change big things and to change them for the better for extended periods of time. The masses have never been involved.
Well, you said 4% to turn the herd, didn't you? Or was it 6?
6. And that's just in animalistic terms. In humans' terms, it's usually much less because of the natural capacity of human beings to be innovative and creative and indeed find ways to outwit their enemies. For example, a zebra can't really outwit a cheetah or whatever. It's an ambush predator versus a herd animal. They only have one defense, and that's to have lots of them and to run. Whereas humans, on the other hand, we have so many multifaceted capacities to understand our enemies, to fight our enemies, to set traps for them, to ambush them, those sorts of things. So we're a remarkably difficult species to eradicate, and that's why it's flourished. We've flourished all over the place and been able to dominate all life on this earth. What's happened, I believe, is that a subspecies of proto-psychopathic protoplasm have leached into the human species and the genome, and now they believe that they're powerful, strong, and intelligent enough to wipe us all out and then retain the rest of us as complete slaves and in utter bondage for all time when they've got life extension technologies and what have you. And this is what happens, and I mentioned this in the first hour as well. It's amazing how things keep coming up again, is that people, when they get inordinate amounts of power, wind up going friggin' nuts.
Mm, of course. Yes, they do. The power just goes to their head and just explodes it. Even if they get all of that power, you know, it's just like when you see rich people miserable, you know, they've got all that money and they're so sad on Prozac, all the rest of it. You know, these are only men subject to the same weaknesses as we are, you know, and this would be just so much easier, I believe, but maybe I'm just too simplistic about it, you know, with regards to going to these 1%ers, hang out at their house. You know, and say, hi, know who you are, how's the New World Order going, not too happy about it, as they're pulling out the drive. You know, just get, you know, up close and personal a little bit, and we're just doing a little bit too much fear, but I reckon that will start happening soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there's a good lesson from that. It's like the paparazzo element. And instead of the people having to worry about crazed French journalists on mopeds chasing them down, they should in fact be afraid of very sane, very wise, and very sneaky 9/11 truthers with megaphones and cameras.
Quite right, yes.
Yes, we shall win the day because we're everywhere. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We'll be right back. Please don't desert me.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices consolidated recent gains ending near 1775 Friday. Gold last traded at 1773, up 2.7% for the week and nearly 15% since the 12/29/11 bottom. Silver last traded at 3540, up 6.3% for the week and 28% since 12/29/11. If gold could talk, what would it say? Given the state of our monetary system, you should accumulate me and silver on a regular basis. Just buy some every month and put it in a safe place. After what I've witnessed throughout history, based on the current path of your government leaders, I suggest using it as a savings vehicle instead of putting it in the bank, reports Daily Reckoning. And according to the Better Business Bureau, there's many scams out there that are targeting seniors right now. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Give us a call toll-free 800-289-2646 for your Vote Gold 2012 newsletter.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
The word is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it's seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Final segment with Rachel Kavanagh. And there was something you wanted to go in about the home decoy kit or something like that, just in case you have a United States drone flying over your house. But before we do that, we'll be going to our caller, Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Something that I felt I had to add to that one guy, I guess, saying about people not realizing about all the ways, or not knowing about all the ways that we're getting poisoned. Well, also, that's also when it comes to, you know, in the hospitals, when anyone has to, you know, go in the hospitals. Like yesterday, see, I've been having enough trouble with having feelings that feel like something bad's going wrong with me. Even though I'll give you other times, I had a doctor say about, you know, just being panic attacks. But I get, you know, some that get feeling so real, you know, like the real thing. Like someday, and that just, you know, can help, you know, feeling like having to, you know, go in the emergency room. And but then what happened, you know, all the stuff that they were, you know, making me take and you know, shooting me like shooting you know, the saline into me and making me take whatever this white stuff it was again and lamotrigine and putting make me have a little tablet of or a little pill of nitro under the tongue and then a couple other, you know, pills, because I thought, you know, I knew that the ceiling really wasn't moving, but there was one time I thought it looked like, you know, as if the ceiling was, but that was probably from lack of sleep, because of, you know, the problem keeping me up quite a bit, you know, for sure about three other nights, and I try to remember what else they made me take it. I guess that's all I can remember. You know, it's just, you know, so much stuff of it, you know, that, you know, they're either shooting me or making me take, you know, that, you know, it's like, and I started to get hungry, and I was like, I need something to eat soon. It's like, I'm getting, all pills and all, either pills or and all this other stuff and no food or water.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's health principles in terms of taking medications and what have you are fairly simple. If you can make them yourself, they're safe. If you can't, then you don't know what's in them. You know, that's the thing about pharmaceutical companies. They put stuff in there that really isn't natural, shouldn't be there, shouldn't be in your body, and you should basically try and turn away from them and run as quickly as humanly possible. To get your own stuff together, you know, there's many herbs and things that are just naturally growing around wherever you are. I can guarantee you there'll be herbal remedies and what have you literally growing on the side of the road just waiting for you. And Rachel, you indeed have a what you call like a home survival kit that includes sort of that principle, don't you?
Maybe from what your caller is talking about, that sounds really severe. My heart goes out to you, buddy. My plan, I guess, you know, for me, it's so easy, especially when you listen to people like that, like your gentleman there, you know, it's so easy just to throw your hands up and think, well, what's the use, you know? But the thing is, we can undo so much damage, you know. At any point, we can pull this back to ourselves, and we have that power, and that's God given. No one's ever going to be able to take that, you know, from us. So far as the home is concerned, what I'd like people to know more and more about is vaccination antidotes. Okay, so if you're going to get little Johnny vaccinated and you're going to believe the hype and that, well, that's fine. But if he has an, you know, an adverse reaction, for example, don't just sit there and hope your doctor's going to give a damn. Chances are he'll be a speck in the distance. Do something. So, you know, you can use antidotes. There's probably antidotes, you know, that'll be available for your caller. Homeopathics is kind of misunderstood, but one of the best modalities. But certainly vaccination antidotes in your first aid kit, or anthrax, right? They're going to push, do this big pull. You know it's coming on the H1N1, you know, all these different flus and stuff like that. You don't have to be unprotected. Go and get the homeopathic version and problem solve, because there's none of these horrible side effects that your caller's talking about. Obviously, that's, you know, got a lot to do with this. There's so much that we can basically use, you know, to protect ourselves, and colloidal silver, like I say, is one of them. Spray in the mouth, vitamin D, anti-cancer, you know, you got your seaweed for to help with radiation poisoning. You know, there's a lot that can be done. Hit Google and you'll see it for yourself. But that's what I'm trying to come from, a peaceful place, you know, because vaccines sort of drive me nuts. I've seen a lot of kids just ravaged by them. So this is my peaceful way of doing something about them without losing my nana.
When in doubt, don't inject aluminium into your bloodstream.
Well, yes.
I was trying not to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Avoid that.
I was trying not to go to the hospital when I get, you know, those bad feelings in my chest or whatever. But that time Sunday, it was just, you know, feeling too much like, you know, like the real thing, like as if I might, you know, be on the, you know, verge of getting a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Can well, you meditate? Again, there's many herbs and stuff like that that are really good. I mean, that we sell a heart and body extract off here on American Freedom Radio. And oftentimes, what'll happen is your heart, the reason why it's going all wonky and everything, is because your body's not getting the proper nutrition it needs to run it properly.
Mm. And meditation would actually balance that out, and that's free if you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think meditation's actually got a bum rap. It's so effective.
So meditation is medication in a sense.
It really is, because the things you do for your immune system when you cut out the thinking mechanism called our brains, when you shut that noisy bloody thing down, it's amazing what will start repairing itself. I mean, you see those studies, you know, people get diagnosed with cancer and they take, you know, herbal stuff and heavy meditation. It does. It balances everything out. And I mean, I've got 4 kids under 6. I'm a busy mum. But if I meditate, it's just easy. People say to me, you make it look easy, because it really is, because your body's functioning in a balanced sort of a way. And it's just, you know, it's, if everybody meditated, one, we would need less food. Someone go to Africa and the Sudan and tell them that, you know, I've meditated with masters. They eat once a day. They need no more food or water than that if they meditate. I mean, right there. You know, huge things could be done for this world if people knew just that.
Mm,
so it's very powerful.
Well, and that's basically principally because you'd be stressed and then you meditate and then you're not quite so stressed. What does stress do? It causes 90% of all illness.
Exactly. And you shut that all down, and it's that reclaiming your spirit thing, you know, again, by going, okay, well, I'm just going to unplug from this. And you literally aren't. You have a lot of fun in meditation. People don't understand. They just think you sit there, and I can remember looking at meditators thinking, well, what do they think about? You know, not getting it at all. And then it was after the first or second really good sort of try of it that I realized the benefits of it, and next minute I'm hooked. You know, so, I mean, it's powerful, right?
Yeah. Well, Tim, well, thank you very much for your call, my friend. I hope that that has helped you out somewhat.
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, wrapping up here, Rachel, you don't have a blog or a website or anything, do you?
You can hit me at Rachel Kavanagh 1 on YouTube.
All right. And Kavanagh is spelled Kavanagh. H, and Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L. So anybody who wants to hit her up on YouTube, watch her videos and what have you, highly recommend you do that. Okay, well, that just about wraps up another fabulous show for this nice little day. It's actually been quite a good one because I've had two people on air today that have never been on air before, and they both really enjoyed it.
It was fun. It was cool. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. I don't know how people can actually do a radio show and not have fun. I mean, look where you are. It's like you've entered into a Lollipop's children's playland and you decide to sit and have coffee instead of getting in the ball pit. It doesn't make any sense to me, you know?
I think that's part of your charm. Sometimes you don't make sense. It's awesome. How can you make sense of nonsense?
Well, yeah. I mean, the only way you could understand things that are crazy is if you went crazy. And no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm trying to retain some description of sanity here. All right? Because there's a whole bunch of ruthless, criminal, psychopathic, scumbaggery, filthmongers that own the government, own the medicine industry, and own all the financial issuance of currency and are trying to kill you and exterminate you in every single way, spiritual and otherwise, doesn't mean you can't have fun.
Well, that's right. And have you ever noticed that psychopaths never blink? Have you ever noticed that? I'll just tell you the story really quickly. I took my son just for a checkup. No big deal. They never go to the doctors. But the psychopath that interviewed us, she never blinked. She was smiling, but she wasn't blinking. And I often find that funny. But the funny part about that appointment, though, Vinny,